This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston, check in with our good friend John Littleton, see what he's up to. Hey, man, tell me some lies.
Hey, good morning, sir. Yeah.
Put some spin on it, baby.
Yes, sir. Yep. Everything's good up here in the big city of Atascocita, Texas.
There you go.
So, yeah.
That was a nice bass that guy caught in the tournament last weekend. What was that, Angler's Quest y'all were fishing?
Yeah, we were fishing Angler's Quest team.
Right, I got you.
Yeah, they had 23 pounds, well, over 23 pounds.
Right.
First place, and they had that 8.5, and then they had another 5.5, and how it is, Mickey. They happened to hit a good spot where the fish had just moved in, or the bigger fish just started moving in, and there was three bags over 16 pounds weighed in. A 15, a 14, and, then on down. But, man, there was some good fish caught,
right,
last weekend. So, it was really weird because, I fished in short pants and a T-shirt all day, and then we get this little weather this weekend. So, I don't know. I think we got a little break tomorrow as far as temperature. Winds are going to blow, but, I know now here sitting in my truck, it's 45. So, I'm going to go out today and ride around, do what I did last week. I bend that hook on my Texas rig and, little creature bait and flip it over by trees and swim it down through laydowns, and they'll pull on it, and they won't get hooked, and that's what we did last week, and we went back and caught them, but our problem was most of them were the males, the females weren't they weren't there. But with this full moon this week, I hope they're moved up. I mean, I'd like to have that 23 pounds.
Yes.
So.
No doubt.
Yeah. We, at our bass club meeting last night, we're fishing, Lake Houston bass anglers this weekend. Well, this tomorrow, and then we got Angler's Quest individual Sunday. But, I, I, I'd love to go out there and get me about 20 pounds, you know. So it's all good. All good. Everybody caught quite a few fish last weekend. And during the week, you know, I heard some good reports, guys out, you know, fishing. And of course, this time of year, you know, that's how it is. It's, you know, just get you some little creature baits. And it doesn't really, I know I was throwing a green pumpkin and my partner was throwing a black, and, you know, it didn't really matter. You know, they just bit, you know. But again, like I said, the fish that we caught were a lot of them. We had a couple of decent fish, you know, 3.5, 4 pounds. But, you know, the rest of them were just, you know, males. But, you know, they're there, you know.
What was a hot bait, or if any? I mean, what was everybody pretty much chunking to get bites last weekend?
Well, pretty much everybody that I talk to and that I know, you know, they're just throwing plastics on trees.
Yeah.
You know, and you can, you know, and it doesn't matter. It just seemed like the little bit deeper water trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I say deeper water, 2 to 3 foot.
Right.
You know, but I think one of the key things, Mickey, that a lot of people don't, or I say they don't, they might, you know, realize is we and myself, we try to throw past the tree and
right.
then bring it back and just work it around the edge.
Right.
A lot of people will flip to the tree and hit the tree. But, you know, it's like that bait's like a pendulum, you know, whenever it'll pull away from that tree as it falls. And a lot of those fish are just glued to those trees. So, you know, if you can skip or pitch or flip past the tree and then just bring it up, you know, work it by the edge of those cypress knees down there around those trees,
mm-hmm.
You'll get bit. And like I said, it doesn't really matter the color. I know a couple guys, all they do is throw jigs and they caught fish, you know. So it just seems like, you know, if you try to throw a spinner bait or even a little shallow running crankbait or something, it just seems like you spook the fish. I know I did it myself last Friday. I tried to throw a spinnerbait up, you know, past the tree and bring it back, but they didn't want it. You know, they'd spook and you'd see them, you know, swirl or swim off.
Mm-hmm.
But you could come back to that same tree and flip, you know, a little, and I throw a little brush hog or, you know, any type of little creature bait. You know, there's thousands of them out there. But I like to throw a little baby brush hog. You know, and you can flip that over there by that tree, and that they'll eat it. You know, majority of the fish are set up, you know, right in front of the tree or right on the sides of the tree. And, you know, like I said, if you can get that bait back past them and then bring it up, you know, and just kind of work it around the tree. And again, don't be afraid to make multiple casts, you know, especially right now. I know the water clarity has changed a lot from last week, you know, because we had a couple good rains this week. And I didn't check water temp or anything this morning, but I know the lake's up. The lake's in good shape. But, again, if you can get that bait past, and now's the time to really – you know, work on your pitching and flipping and, you know, stuff like that, skipping. I love to just take that little bait with a little quarter ounce tungsten weight and just, you know, you can skip it across that water. And, you know, of course, you got to have a good, you know, we talked about it. One day this week I was talking with one of my guys over in Louisiana, and they're doing the same thing over there. you know, catching them. But, you know, you got to have good equipment, you know, to do that. I love, this time of year, I love a medium heavy rod. Mm-hmm. And I try to use a 6'8", 6'9", something a little bit shorter, because I want to be able to just swing it and flip it or pitch it down beside those trees. But I like that medium heavy because I want to be able to get it out.
Right.
You know, whenever you set the hook, I want to be able to get it out. Because a lot of times we're fishing, you know, 10, 15 feet, 20 feet at the most away from the front of the boat. So we're not, you know, we're not making long casts.
Right.
You know, we're not casting to that. We're getting up there and, like I said, just a lot of underhand pitching, flipping, skipping, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of really good fishermen out there that are not good at that, you know. But, you know, at this, like I said, this time of year, and even in the summer, when those fish pull up on those boat docks, you know, you've got to be able to get way back underneath those boat docks.
Yeah.
But, you know, no crankbait stuff. You know, they're not hitting the top water. I did have one report from one of the guys I talked to, and he said he did catch a couple fish doing what I was saying, you know, throwing behind the tree. He caught him on a frog, and he said, I just twitched that frog up in and around that tree and just let it sit and then barely move it, you know, around that tree, and the fish would come up and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that, you know, that frog is, it's a little bit easier to fish, you know, around them trees like that.
Right.
But, yeah. But it's, you know, it's just real good. You know, one thing I noticed, I was talking with a friend of mine, and he was telling me that he had missed a lot of fish, and he had caught a couple fish and hooked them in the side of the mouth and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. Might be me, but, you know, I've always, whenever I'm tying my hook on, I face that hook toward me, the barb of the hook toward me, and I run my line through from the front, from the barb, from the bend.
Yeah, that's the way I tie a jig head on, same way.
Yeah, it seems to me, because he kept saying, man, every fish you catch is hooked in the top of the mouth. And I go, yeah. And,
yeah, because when you're working the bait honestly, back to you, the hook's pointing up, and when he swallows the bait, that's where the hook set's going to be.
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of people don't think, they just tie a hook on, you know, but it's some little stuff like that sometimes that'll help you, you know, catch more fish.
Yeah, you want that hook pointing up as you're working that bait back to you.
Yes, yeah, when they bite down on it, you know, and you set the hook, you know, it's a little bit harder to set that hook in the roof of that mouth, but if you get it in there, you're going to catch them. You know, they're going to stay hooked up.
Well, usually, you know, when they suck it in, they immediately close their mouth when the bait gets in there. And then when you set the hook, you're going to grab that lip. It's going, if it doesn't grab any tissue in the roof of the mouth, it's going to grab something, and it's going to grab that lip on the exit every time.
Yeah, that tissue in that top of that mouth is tough. I mean, you know, I've had them, and it didn't go through the roof of the mouth, but it gets hooked in that tissue. And
yeah, that skin lining that bone in that mouth is strong stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely good. You know, and you can get, you know, you can get a good hook set in there, and you know, and even like right now, even on the line, you know, a lot of times, 12-pound test, it, you know, I use fluorocarbon, and, you know, that's about it. But right now, I'm flipping 20.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those fish, you hook them, and you're not, you know, you're not making long casts. You're making short casts, flipping like that, and I'd say 90% of them, you just hook them, throw them in, flip them in the boat.
Yeah.
You know, your partner, you don't have time to get a net.
Right.
Yeah, and you want to be able to just throw them in there. I don't really like braid. I'll throw braid if I'm throwing a frog or something, you know, up by the, in that stuff. But I don't like just
I'm like you. I like braid with braid. Topwaters or something like that. But
yeah,
with, yeah, finesse baits and everything else. I'm a mono guy. Always have been.
Yeah. Well, I got away from mono years ago, but you know I've been using fluorocarbon.
Well, mono, fluorocarbon, you know, it's pretty much the same to me. The thing with fluorocarbon, it absorbs more water, so you get a better sink rate with it, with light baits.
Yeah. 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 But it's, you know, it's good. We're, like I said, everybody's catching fish, and, you know, I wanted to mention, and my buddy's going to get mad at me, I know, but, man, you got to go to Sheldon Reservoir. You know, I mean, it is unreal right now.
All right, all you Sheldon people, I didn't bring that up. John did, folks. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah. He called me and he said he caught 2 8s, a 9. He just whacked them this week over there. And it's the same thing. You know, there's hundreds of cypress trees and
right,
but you know, just go, you know, if you got time, go over there and you know, get you some, and they're doing the same thing, you know, you know, just flipping them trees, but man, it's on over there. They are catching them.
All right, so, buddy. Well, I gotta leave it at that, John. If somebody wants to call you,
oh yeah,
and
okay,
chew you out for sure.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I just laughed.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, hey, throw them out a number, buddy.
All right. It's 281-222-8544. Just give me a call.
All right, bud. All right. See you, John. Take care, man.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Bye. Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. And remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 521 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey.
How are you, my friend?
Doing just fine. Just fine this morning. Winds are still howling pretty good here right on Galveston Bay. It's got an awful lot of east kick to it, and if anything, it's blown water in more than out. All the bait ramps are completely full. I just made my almost daily trek out to the end and back, and right now I'm hunkered down in one of these dumpsters behind Boyd's, petting a couple of raccoons and trying to get out of that wind. There's a visual for
yeah,
you.
It is. I can see it in the back of my head right here. Dumpster divers. Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah. Dumpster Dave is what they call me. But it's a little chilly. Let's see what we got here on 51 degrees, and it was I'm back, like I say, back here at Boyd's, but it was like 54 out there across the water, so maybe that water temperature's up just a little bit more than the ambient temperature, and it's raises it up a few degrees as it's shooting across the Texas City dike, but not much activity is to be expected out here. A couple of cars, one guy or gal or both had a rod stuck in a rod holder, but they were in the car, truck, can't whatever it was. And
That east wind will gnaw on you, buddy.
You got that right. That'll bring a lot of Yankees to their knees. That east wind here. Got a lot of kinfolk up that way, up around Ohio and such, and they'll come down here and catch it just right when we've got a front come in. It's got a lot of east kick to it wind-wise, and they'll sit there and shiver and say, man, I think it's colder down here than it is up there. And I think in some cases with the humidity and such that
it is. It's a different kind of cold. It really is.
Yeah. You were talking earlier about different places to fish during this kind of weather, and you were mentioning Moses Lake, and that's a whole bunch of memories for me as a youngster and all the way up to not too many years ago when I still used to fish in Moses Lake. But there are some good places to get out of the wind and at times very, very productive. And then I think the key to it is if you're going to fish Moses Lake and you've never been, you need to go with somebody that has, because it's a very shallow lake overall. Now, there's a little channel that runs through, especially where at one time the oyster boats and such would come through, but and a few of them still do, not nearly as many, but there's a little old channel or so. I don't think it's much deeper than about 15, and there's a deep hole over on the northwest side.
Yeah,
but for the most part, it's
going that corner over there when you go through the tide.
Yeah,
just take a right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And overall, man, it can be some good fishing. Good memory. Still some good fish. Some big specks, decent specks caught right there at the mouth on the inside and the outside, and where the drop offs are. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just one of the spots that we used to fish. Used to oyster in that thing. My dad would take us out there and we would we'd grab oysters in Moses Lake back before they made you stop. But and a lot of shrimping went on back there too.
That's right.
Old Gene Boyd that opened up Boyd's One Stop mm-hmm. back in the late '60s. He fished Moses Lake quite a bit. Shrimped, I should say.
Yeah.
And used to do quite well. But a lot of drums starting to be caught, Captain. The folks that are braving this weather, and you know, when it gets bad for some folks, it's getting just right for others. And this weather is good for getting out there and chunking a big old hunk of crab out there and wrestling some of them big uglies, if that's your thing. An occasional bull red's going to get caught in the mix as well. Seems like they kind of hang around together. But other than that, it's been pretty slow in terms of fishing reports, because honestly, as folks, everybody knows, it's been around here, we've had yo-yo weather, man, up and down.
So, yes, sir, we have. That's February.
It sounds like this next week, including this Sunday, as y'all have talked about, is going to be another deal of warm-up and then back into the cold, and then a couple of fronts involved. So we'll see how it all pans out. I think it'll be all right, and then won't be no time. We'll have some good days and some good reports to make.
Oh yeah.
But right now is the time. There's no better time to make up some good fishing stories and tell a few lies. Build up your repertoire of making up stuff when you can't go. That's what we're supposed to do.
How's crawfish looking?
Man, we've had an interesting week, Mickey, on crawfish. We had to get out of that last molt that they went through from the big freeze and icing up the crawfish ponds and such. But they've come out of it pretty good. Still not probably what I'd say, you know, any kind of a full swing, but I mean, it's just now Valentine's Day, so it's still very early in the season, but we've had some pretty good deals going on. We've had enough crawfish to open up the Santa Fe location and, of course, keep Boys One Stop going. And we've moved quite a bit of crawfish retail and had a good time doing it. We've had the grills been cooking up a bunch. My goodness, they've been busy in there. And in Santa Fe, we've had a lot of folks show up and take advantage of some of these whole lot better prices than what we was offering last year at this time. Folks are a whole lot happier. I think that with any luck, it's going to even get mo better. I'm going to keep my fingers and toes crossed on that. But been cooking up a mess, and the crews have been working really hard. That Santa Fe, Jason really set up a nice deal there. We got a long piece of property for people to pull in off Highway 6 and get off the road and line up out there. And they really move them through quick. So it's kind of impressive to watch. Got a couple of cameras I can yank up from the house or a remote location, kind of see how things are going on. And they really do a good job. So I'm anticipating that we'll have some today. I certainly hope so. But I'm going to be walking into the crawfish warehouse here in just a few minutes when I get through talking to my buddy here and see what's going on, and probably post something on our Boys One Stop Facebook page about what's going on with that. And happy Valentine's Day, by the way. And it looks like they're going to have, like, over at the grill, they're going to have a little Valentine's Day special on a shrimp basket. Big old shrimp, wild caught Gulf of America white shrimp. They're going to have, I think they're going to have one of them baskets. You buy one, you get one free. I think that's what the ad said, and I think it's only like $9.99 or something like that. It's under $10. And you'll get an extra one, so you can take a friend or somebody even closer than that to you and have yourself a couple of those rent baskets, Mickey. And same thing going on over on the bait camp side. The flags were flapping. I could hear them things crackling as I was crossing up over Skyline. The wind's coming out of the east so much. Yeah, but it looked like live shrimp.
Starching the flags.
Yes, sir. And live shrimp and live mullet, I think, is what the other flag was, the green flag, I believe.
Right.
And so they're geared up if anybody wants to get out there. Oh, I think that was last night's yesterday's recording. They may have some live crab to offer the fishermen, or if somebody wants to eat some. Yesterday they had a bunch of females. But they probably have some. I think the crabbers were working last night. But anyway, you can call that 409-945-4001 number and go through the menu and figure out whatever it is you're wanting. They'll probably tell you something about it. But anyway, that's what's been going on here on the Texas City Dyke.
All right, man. Well, that's good and thorough. And I hope you and everybody else have a great Valentine's Day.
Yes, sir, Mickey. Same here for y'all. And everybody be careful. Watch out on the highway, man. It's a killer. Y'all be safe. No,
That's never good. That's my least favorite thing to do.
That's
drive through construction zones. Jeez.
Good grief. I tell you, just it's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking, but Mickey, you take care. Thanks for letting me stop in and visit with y'all this morning.
We'll throw them out a number for Boyd's, please, sir.
Yeah, 409-945-4001. We're open during the week, I think, till about 9 in the dead of winter like this, and then I think they close around midnight on the weekends. I don't think they're staying open all night. But call that number, and they'll give you a good idea. Nothing else, check on our Facebook page.
I'm thinking about it, the Tech City Dyke, when do you have to start buying a permit? What date is that? Do you have an idea? You know,
when
you're on the dyke?
I think it's going to start the first of this next month, Mickey.
March 1st? Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure with you. Yeah.
Yeah, you just pull up and you just pull up. They got a spot, and you pay the man if you don't live in Texas City. If you live in Texas City, you can get you a sticker for your windshield. I think they send them to you, or you go down to the water department and show them the bill, and they give you one of them stickers to slap on. But nothing else is no better way to spend $10 than if you don't have it and come on out here. You can bring a whole carload of people and stay all day. So
$10 a carload.
Yeah. All righty.
All right, Dave. Well, you have a great weekend. Always a pleasure, my friend. You take care, buddy.
Thank you, Mickey. Top of the morning. See you later.
Later. All right, man. Well, with this kind of foul weather going on, if you want to get out and do something today, go to the fishing show. That started Wednesday. It's going to run all the way through Sunday. It's the 50th annual Houston Fishing Show, and that's going to be held at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And, folks, we're talking everything for the fishermen. All the new rods and reels and lures. There's factory reps there with their booths and all their displaying all their new product. And if you have any questions about it, they're all there on hand to answer anything you want to know. And they have guides from Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats, hundreds of kayaks, and don't forget about their daily clinics. Those are held by expert fishermen covering salt and fresh water. And don't forget about the special kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday. Get the kids out of the house, take them in. They'll have a good time. They'll get them some product and cool stuff to take home. So if you love to fish or just want to learn more about fishing, don't miss the 50th annual fishing show. That's February 12th through the 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Check it out at HoustonFishingShow.com. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. Let's wrap her up with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. How about that? Good morning, Stevie. What's up, man?
Happy Valentine's Day, Mickey.
You too. I love you, Steve.
I love you too. And I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. I haven't had time to get you any flowers or anything. I'll be not mad.
Well, I'm not offended, man. Hey, you know.
Oh boy. How's it going this morning?
Oh, it's going good, brother. It's going good. Weather could be better. Golly, I hate this old east-northeast wind cutting in half.
I'm down in Victoria. What's it like at home? Probably the same as here.
Yeah, it's just cloudy, overcast, and, you know, blowing.
Yeah. Well, we had a good week of fishing. I fished Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And,
yeah.
I tell you what, man, I haven't caught trout that big in years and years and years. It was pretty incredible.
Really?
It was me and a group of my regular guys been fishing me a long time. Oh, Rusty and Kent, Frank, and a few other guys. Sunday afternoon, we did an afternoon trip. Sunday, and Kent caught a 31-inch trout.
Whoa. In Galveston?
No. I forgot to say it was in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Come on, man.
Man, I thought you were going to let me go longer than that.
Man, but, fix and go home and charge up and gas up and hook up, man.
But that is a trout. He caught a brown trout. Kent did.
Y'all were in Arkansas. I forgot. Yeah. Y'all went on a fly fishing trip.
Yeah, I started. Those guys have been going on it for years. And they've been inviting me for a long time. And last year I finally bit the bullet and went with them and had an absolute blast. And so I went again this year. And then we already scheduled our trip for
next year. Awesome,
for 2026.
Man.
But yeah, so the first day was kind of slow. We drove down. It's almost a 10-hour, or drove up there, I guess.
Yeah,
it's almost a 10-hour drive, and we fished from, man, I guess about, I don't know, 3 o'clock till dark. And, you know, we missed probably the first quarter of the Super Bowl, which that ended up being a blowout anyway. But we, there's three boats. There's two in each boat. And, man, I think we were the top boat with eight fish. Of course, we're fishing for big, big bites. This is trophy trout time of year up there. And Kent caught that giant, which is a true fish of a lifetime. I mean, for a brown trout, it was just unbelievable. About a 16-pound fish.
31-incher, man. Oh.
Yeah, and we're fishing real light stuff. That was on a 5-weight rod and using 4-pound tippet, 4-pound Seaguar. They all use Seaguar. Most of these guys use Seaguar fluorocarbon for their leaders and stuff. Uh-huh. And so you really have to know what you're doing. Kent's been doing it a long time. He did a hell of a job fighting that fish. But we caught some other decent fish. I caught a big rainbow that afternoon too. But and then the next day, we fished with another guy, one I had fished with last year, Matt. And this guy's been guiding up there like 30 years. And he only caught two fish the day before. He really struggled. But we made up for it. We made up for it on Monday. We caught like 25 trout, most of them browns, and I caught a 29-incher, which is another fish of a lifetime.
Sure.
It was just incredible, man. And the first day we caught most of them on beads, and which looked like little salmon eggs or just little plastic and rubber beads. And then I caught mine on...
What, do you just put those on a hook and then just float it?
Yeah, you're just... using little yarn indicators, little feather and yarn indicators, it's mm-hmm. like a little float, and get it out there and fishing these little rips and eddies and stuff. These fish, the bigger fish were hanging close to the shorelines. I caught mine on a white feather jig, but I mean, these guys, they're studs. We're with some of the best guides on the river up there.
Right.
We fish the white river, I think 2 days, and we actually pulled out one day and went and fished the Norfolk, but all of our bigger fish were caught in the White River. And I mean, it's well-known stuff. It's like known for trophy fish, but in 3 days we caught, from what we heard from, cause all these guides, man, you think we have some networks down here? Holy cow. These guys up here, up there, they're like
crows on a fence post, huh?
Oh, it's like we're at the ramp, the next morning. We fished that Sunday and Kent caught that 31, and then Monday morning we're at the ramp, and some guy, I don't even know, he said, "Are you with that group that caught that 31 yesterday?" I mean, it's like overnight everybody knew. That's a giant fish. That is a giant fish. But yeah, the one I caught, one Kent caught, were the supposedly two biggest ones on the river out of all the guides in 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just incredible fish, but it was a good time. It was a really neat deal. But I got home Wednesday night, I guess, and then turned around and left yesterday to head down here to Victoria to help Brooke and Nick with some things, their fence and their house they just bought. And I'm gonna head back this evening and then finally get settled in at home.
Right.
And then start fishing next week.
Yeah, you got a tough week ahead of you, weather-wise.
I listened to the podcast on the drive down yesterday.
Right.
And I heard you and James, and I don't know who else I listened to, but I heard it was kind of tough. Right. Maybe Matagorda might have been a little better, but
yeah, but Charlie and them didn't do so bad. Yeah, they did all right.
Yeah, but they have honestly. I mean, you know how much I fish down there. Down in East Matty, we have more stuff we can drift this time of year. I was thinking about that yesterday than we do here in Galveston. You know, our fishing, to me at least, in the areas of the bay I fish here in Galveston, this time of year become more of a nook and cranny. And if it's not nook and cranny drifting, then it's wading. There's no open shell drifting or anything like that. Not here. Not anything productive.
Not like it used to be. Used to be that was the go-to thing this time of year.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, West Bay out in the middle, Streaks and the old ICW. And that,
yeah, and all the reefs over my way and East yep. Bay. And yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a bit different. But I mean, we still have, you know, quite a few fish. Just there's the pattern has just changed so much. It's crazy. And I talk about it all the time, but it's a lot of it is habitat related. And I was thinking about the other day, there's some areas that, like some of the oyster reef restoration areas, there's one in particular that when it was planted, and it's a small patch of river rock, about 7 acres. And when it was first planted, it was part of a CO2 pipeline mitigation project. You know, there's a one-to-one mitigation. Whenever a company destroys an acre of oyster reefs, they have to rebuild it, you know, an acre. And there, mm-hmm. this was a 7-acre project. And about 10 years ago is when they planted the substrate. It was river rock. And for the first 3 years, it was incredible fishing. Matter of fact, one of the biggest trout that I've ever hooked in Galveston Bay was on those rocks. And I can't hardly catch a cold on them anymore any right. time of year. And the shell is still there. It's real gnarly. I mean, there's good oyster growth. And I don't know who I was talking to about it. I think I might have been even talking to one of the guides while we're fly fishing. You know, you're together for 8 or 10 hours, so you talk about everything. And I think my theory is when we had the floods from Harvey – in late August of 2017, when our entire 600 square mile complex got purged for all intents and purposes. I mean, our salinity was pretty much zero parts per thousand throughout the entire complex, and it got flushed of most of our trout. I really believe that. Even though there's some areas that are live shell, because I always talk about live habitat and fish gravitate to it. I think once you remove I think there's a percentage of resident trout in all of these areas. And I think these trout, a lot of them are programmed to go back to those areas each year. I really believe that. And when you remove them for good, it takes a while to reestablish that base population. Up your way is a prime example.
Yeah.
You can catch fish up there, you know, but it's like a lot of the areas in East Bay and some of the areas I've fished, there's a million babies because that resident population hasn't been reestablished.
Nope.
And that's just my opinion. You know, I don't know. I think there's probably something
better
to
than
it.
The ones we get from the experts, TPNW, so.
Well, we know what we see. I mean, we've got to use their information because that's what we have, but we have to put it together with everything we see too. And, you know, make an educated guess basically about what our fishery is, you know, and we do have a lot of fish. I mean, good God, my last trip, you know, I just had two guys. We fished a little more than a half day and we caught fish in three different places. Only had 27 legal fish, but I don't know how many little ones we caught.
Right.
I mean, if you were to add all the little ones, it's incredible. Our brood stock is apparently strong. Of course, it was last year, but I honestly think we have more little fish. I've seen more little fish this fall and winter than I saw last 2 years, I think. I mean, some of them are like, what do you always say? Have milk on their mouth or something.
Yeah, milk on their breath. We're a pencil factory.
Yeah. You know, and then it's funny. It's like the other day I pop a random 23 out of the middle of all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just – but I just think that if we can – if our salinity balance can – if our salinity can stay in balance and everything and we keep getting some habitat help that – and we keep these fish in our system, man – it sure, at least on paper, it looks like we've got some good years ahead of us, to me.
Yeah,
but
if we can just hold a somewhat normal weather pattern with no floods or anything, sure, the future
that's
looks
it.
Bright.
That's it. And it,
I mean,
one
how
of
many
our
times
biggest...
we got to get slapped in the face and have these setbacks, man? It's just,
no,
I'm
I know.
Running out of time. Clock's ticking but, on me, man.
Nah, you're all right. You'll be fine. But now one of our biggest nemesis is that dam. And I mean, we have to have freshwater inflow.
Yeah.
But one of our biggest problems is that Trinity River every year for 5 or 6 months. What was it last year? It hit 130,000. No, I think that's
yeah,
2 years
the largest ago. Release ever in the history of the Lake CFS. Livingston Dam, 130.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's and it turned everything your direction and even somewhat down my direction into a giant catfish pond. And
yeah.
when you flush it like that, it takes time to reestablish the
it does.
Population. And you've got to have them. You got to have those fish to start that base again.
Yeah, to start all over again. Start hatching new ones. That's
it. You know, all of it has to work together.
Yes, it does.
But,
you are so right.
But we've got some bad stuff next week. I saw some cold weather. I'm guessing we're going to have some hard north winds and all that stuff.
Yeah, we got like 3 fronts in 8 days or something like that.
Jeez.
So Sunday, Wednesday, and Sunday. So,
man, I'm ready for winter to get the hell out of town and don't let the door hit you.
All right, Hillman. Well, I got to roll. Tell the lovebirds hello for me. And
okay.
It's Valentine's Day. All right, man. Well, hey, throw them out a number if somebody wants to call you about going and walling them out and get you some 31-inch brookies.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on next February. But 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Steve, always a good time. See you, man.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.
Later, buddy. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. Be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.